What are some of the new developments in terms of management of these problems?
We've gone through a couple of generations of bisphosphonate trials. The first studies with pimidronate were done in patients with breast cancer and multiple myeloma. And the design of those trials was pimidronate versus placebo. What pimidronate did was it decreased the rate of skeletal-related events by about 30% compared to placebo. It also decreased the rate at which pain would worsen in those patients. There was some suggestion of a decrease in narcotic usage and maybe a slight improvement using the indices of performance status, which were older indices at that point in time. So around 1992, pimidronate was approved for the use in patients with breast cancer and multiple myeloma. Siba Geigy, now Novartis, the company that makes that drug, went to the FDA and asked for a broad approval for all patients with bone metastasis. They did not get it. The agency said, go back and study the drug in prostate cancer and other solid tumors. At that time, the newer, more potent bisphosphonate zoledronic acid was coming into clinical trials. So what they did with zoledronic acid was they tested it in three different studies across the board. The first study was in patients with breast cancer and multiple myeloma. And there was a head-on comparison of the new drug, zoledronic acid, versus the older drug, pimidronate. The second study was in prostate cancer, and the design of that was zoledronic acid monthly versus placebo. The third study was in other solid tumors, lung cancer, half the patients, and renal cell and other diseases that go to bone. And the design of that study was zoledronic acid versus placebo. Now let's go back to the first study, the breast cancer myeloma study. In multivariate analysis, or so-called Anderson-Gill multi-event analysis, zoledronic acid decreased the rate of events by 20% compared to the older drug, pimidronate. In prostate cancer compared to placebo, the decrease in the rate of skeletal-related events was about one-third. And in other solid tumors, the rate of events comparing zoledronic acid to placebo was decreased by about a third. So given those three studies, given the superiority of the newer, more potent third-generation bisphosphonate, that got the FDA approval for the broad indication of all malignancies. Should mention also that the effectiveness of both pimidronate and zoledronic acid is quite high in hypercalcemia malignancy. In the head-on comparison, the first study that was done, zoledronic acid is superior to pimidronate in treatment of hypercalcemia malignancy. A greater percentage of patients normalize their serum calcium, and the duration of normalization of serum calcium was much longer with zoledronic acid than it was with pimidronate.